Talk.
Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, and Smooth Mike. What's happening, Mike?
Hey, Terry, what's going on? I'm sitting here watching the NBA playoffs. That started today, so... That's what we're checking out now.
Gosh. First football, now basketball. Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do with you, Mike? What am I going to do with you? All this sports stuff going on. Mm-mm. Okay, well, I'll talk to you about that later. We're going to get to our guest right now. Our guest is Robert Wayu, and Robert, I hope I am pronouncing that right. How do you pronounce your last name, Robert?
My last name is Wawu. Hold on just a second because I also have Dean on the line, so I'm going to put him on as well. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Dean?
Okay, well,
yes.
Okay.
Here we
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, good. My name is Terry. My co-host is Mike Reynolds.
Okay. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, doing, guys? Okay.
All right, welcome to the show. All right, well, let me do an introduction. We are talking to Robert and Dean from the group The Groove Masters. The Groove Masters are four powerhouse musicians who have combined their diverse talents into an instrumental sensation that has generated immediate buzz. Their music combines jazz, funk, R&B, Latin, and more. Their debut CD is called The Groove Masters. So, Robert and Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks for having us.
Well, nice to have you on. So let me start with Robert and tell us about the group.
The group came together in 2007. Our drummer, which is Curtis Utall, had the whole idea and brought it together and asked me if I wanted to partner up with him and make this thing happen. And that's how we basically did, and we found, of course, one of the best sax players we can get, and one of the best keyboard players that we can get, and here we are, three years later, as the Groove Masters.
Okay, well, now let's do a little background on each band member. So, Dean, let's start with your background.
Okay, born in Buffalo. How far back do you want me to go? I actually grew up in Ocala, Florida, went to college for jazz studies in Jacksonville at University of North Florida, and then after that did some touring around with a couple bands, a few CDs, a band called Swingerhead, did a lot of touring, played Merv Griffin and on movie soundtracks, that kind of thing. Finally made my way back here to Orlando. And been playing with groups, and I actually met Robert when I was producing a gospel album. We had met informally once before, a few years prior, but I was producing this gospel album, and we ended up going to him for the mixing, and actually eventually for the mastering. And so actually the first time Robert heard me, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was on one of the tracks off of that CD.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes, and you know, I was going to get to that a little later, but the gospel artist that you were producing for was named Manny Luster.
Yes.
Right, and that actually won the Rhythm and Gospel 2009 Male Vocalist and the Album of the Year?
Yeah, it was nominated for the Traditional Gospel Album of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year, and it took home the Male Vocalist of the Year award.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that's great.
Congratulations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
Definitely. Now, Dina, you work with a lot. You work with, like I said, you guys work with Chelly Minucci. But you work with the OJs, from up here in D.C. And a name, couple of names that kind of, stuck out to me. One was Bowser from Sha Na Na.
Yes.
How did that happen?
Well, I had gotten a call. I actually, I subbed for the group. There's a group called Rocky and the Rollers, and the leader of that particular group, Jerry, has been Bowser's musical director for, I think, about 25 years now. And so when he puts together bigger groups, I get the call. We did one rock and roll cruise, which had, like, Peggy March and Bowser and a bunch of Johnny Tillotson and a bunch of stars from the 60s, from that era, so... Yeah, it was fun to get through it. Bowser's amazing. He's a Juilliard trained piano player. He's incredible.
Wow. I used to love Sha Na Na.
Yeah,
definitely, man. Sha Na Na was it coming up,
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, Dean, I went to your website, man. You got a nice website, too, man. Very nice.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks. I probably don't update it as often as I should.
Yeah.
All right, Robert, let's go with your background before you were a member of the Groove Masters.
I came up from – I was born on the island of Curacao, so I came up from a pretty diverse background as far as music was concerned. We have a strong Latin influence based music down there. So a lot of my upbringing and in music were pretty much like Latin funk, and eventually Latin jazz, which then when I moved here, eventually we became more of studying of traditional American jazz and other forms of jazz, which smooth and pop instrumental, all of them came into the picture as well. But I came after I spent my childhood and grew up in Curacao and came here for college and. Decided to make a life for myself here and been playing with several groups since I got here. Nothing really known until I think I did a short stint in Curacao with Gloria Estefan's band when they came down there to do one of the racetrack celebration parties that we had down there. It was a big event, big like a car racing event, and they were the highlight for the night. And so that's when I first started making some connections to move over to stateside. I've always had a pretty good recording career and mixing and mastering pro stuff like that. That always kept me also going. So between the two worlds, it was a good match for me to move here and do what I did.
Okay. Well, let me give out the phone number. If you would like to call in and speak to Robert and Dean of the Groove Masters, the phone number is 646-716-5485. You can join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com, clicking on the TSJ Radio Show page, and then the Play Chat button underneath the show. So now we don't have Curtis and Tony with us, but if you can tell us a little bit about them so we can round out the band.
Sure. Curtis is actually on another hit. All of us are actually also freelance musicians with other groups. That's how we came about.
Okay.
We were sort of sidemen in a whole bunch of bands and kind of met each other and took a liking and had good chemistry, and eventually we knew we were going to be playing. But me and Curtis met back in 1998. So we have been playing as a rhythm section, bass and drums together for a long time. And he came from California, not LA. He came from California, And within a month or two from me meeting him, we were working, and it never stopped. He's amazing drummer, just, you know, Chicago-style blues background and funk and also jazz. So he had the complete picture, you know.
Okay.
TC, well, Tony, well, we all call him TC. It's actually the last person that I personally before him coming into the group. And I think I knew him maybe a year or so. But and also we met on another gig as Sideman, and we took a liking, and you know, and we always talked about maybe if we do put a group together, you know, and using him, and that's how that came about. And when we first got together as the four piece, it was pretty magical. I mean, we were kind of, let's just jam and get together, play some songs, and we had a direct chemistry, you know. So that's, you don't find that a lot during your course of your musical lifetime, I guess. So it was kind of special. Yeah, great guys, great players, were amazing musicians, you know. And I always say, when you want to hang out with these cats, even though you're not playing music, that means that you found a good connection of people to work with.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys were backing musicians for large, you know, jazz acts at festivals. How long did you do that?
We did that, I think, a better part of 2007, all the way through to 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So for a better part of probably a year and a half to 2 years. And then before we decided that, okay, we're gonna just separate ourselves a little bit from that and come up with our own original project, because we really wanted to concentrate a little bit more on our product, on our package, you know, versus being backup band for all these other acts. And
mm-hmm.
So I guess, yeah, for about a year and a half to 2 years.
Okay.
We'll still do it every once in a while. There's been a spring. Like Blake Aaron was, last year sometimes. Just, I think we covered the first half, and then Blake came and played with us. I can't
right.
remember.
Yep. That was like Clearwater. Yep.
Wow. Now I want to ask, like there's four of you guys. Now, I know that, Robert, you play multiple instruments. Now, is that the reason why you guys don't have a guitar player?
No, I think it was more of a choice. I mean, it's always the five-piece, you know, and so we wanted to make it a four-piece powerhouse group, you know, sort of like a lot of our influences were like Yellow Jackets and some other smaller type power players like that. So we kind of wanted to keep it small and still be able to, we knew we would be able to cover most of the instrumentation's intricacies. So we didn't, like I, for example, would have on my bass, I would have the guitar register. So if I do have to play some guitar lines, TC would, you know, kick left and bass, and I would play the guitar line on the top of the neck, for example. So we could cover it without having a fifth member.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
Ah,
or I've got the,
okay.
I have a few different pedals actually that I'll play through, and I've got an octave pedal, so I can do the same thing as well, kicking the low end of it. While the guys are doing the thing.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. So, Dean, now, you guys have opened for acts as Nestor Torres, Joyce Cooling, Gerald Albright, Bob James, but I have to ask you about Wayman Tisdale. What was that experience like?
Man, if I may start,
yes.
That day, that was just a very cool day. I met Wayman way back, I think, when he first dropped his first record, and went to see him, got backstage and talked to him for a little bit, and I just thought he was such a good person and sweet and just approachable, and so, but I haven't seen him or talked to him since then. So, but we remembered each other, and then I think it was already after his first or second surgery, and so in backstage in the green room, it was raining that day, and we were talking about this and that and making jokes, you know, about, oh, you're this kind of bass player, or you're that kind of bass player, and just laughing. I just remember just having such a good time that day, just talking to him, you know, just like the first time we did. And It was awesome. It was an awesome experience to be hanging with him, just not playing music or seeing him on stage or me being on stage. You know, I think that's my fondest memory of that event. But great guy. I mean, and puts on a nice show. But that's all I can say about him.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, when he was there, I believe he was actually subbing for Kirk Whalum. Is that correct? Kirk was supposed to be there, but his dad had just died.
Correct.
So Kirk wasn't able to go to the concert, so Wayne was subbing for Kirk on that
particular date. Okay. All right. Well, now let me welcome, I have a chat room, so let me welcome those in the chat room. Andrew Harris, guest 1387. Jam 10 is listening from New Zealand. Welcome, Jam 10. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope that you all are enjoying the show. Now, your CD, The Groove Masters, only has five songs on it. So, first of all, why only five?
The whole reason we actually wanted to drop, I mean, the way the markets are moving right now is pretty much into the singles download or maybe a 3-5-song EP, which the rate of success is actually a little bit better than selling a 12 or 15 song CD with songs that just are fillers to be able to put a time slot on it. You know, the era of digital downloads is pretty prevalent in here, and we wanted to actually have this as a precursor to a full album, a full-length album, which plans change a little bit, but we are still planning on releasing a full-length following this one. When we did the recording and we did the production rehearsals and the production recordings for it, there was a bunch of other songs and ideas that got put down that we never actually had a time to go back and finish. So we do expect to put one full length out, at least for our traditional buyers who would like to go and purchase a CD at the store, for example, you know. So
okay. I want to get into some music, but let me check with Mike to see if he has another question before I do.
No, you can go ahead and get into the music.
Okay, what I would like to do, since there are only five songs on this CD, I would like to play all of the songs and then have you guys tell us a little bit about each song.
Okay, sure.
Okay, great.
Okay, so let's start with Brown Rice. Tell us about this one.
That one?
You might have both are laughing. This must be
ahead,
a good
go
story.
If I'm not mistaken, that was actually during our first day of real digging in and writing. We had had a lot of ideas in different sessions, but here we had taken 3 weeks to do all day, and we blocked it off for writing. And we were working on some ideas, and we went to get some food. And we stopped at this particular Pan Asian restaurant and got some food and came back, and all of us had the we all got the brown rice, very health conscious, and it put us down. We got very tired, and as we're trying to lull ourselves out of nap mode, I think Robert kind of slowed down the idea that we had, and came up with the kind of the main motif, that thing, and using some of the rhythms, if I'm not mistaken, it was some of the rhythms from the bridge of another tune that we were writing that was actually faster.
Yeah, it is correct.
Yeah, and that tune came out. It was really one of the first ones that came out. As a matter of fact, it just won a composition award. It was the IndieMusic.com Top 25 Songs of 2010.
Yes.
It was chosen out of thousands of songs that were put in, and that one in particular that I noticed is the only jazz song, and it's the only instrumental song that they had.
Wow. Yeah.
So.
That's cool. And I really love the titles of all your songs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
all right.
Indie Music is actually, if I might say something real quick, Indie Music is actually .com is one of the oldest music independent music sites that actually was more catered initially to the rock and independent
alternative mainstream
alternative stuff, and we were kind of surprised that we were picked. I mean, they have all genres that they're doing now, but we were kind of very surprised about them when we got picked for that, and of course, you know, ecstatic, because you get all for a year, you get, you know, the free press with that and all the perks that come with being on that top 25 list, you know.
Right.
Anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
Cool. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Okay, from the Groove Master CD, this is Brown Rice.
Thank you.
right, that was Brown Rice. We are talking to Robert and Dean, two members of the Groove Masters, about their title, self-titled CD, The Groove Masters. Very nice, gentlemen.
Yes,
thank you.
Out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you guys real fast, too. Now, you guys did a cover of Michael Jackson's Human Nature. Why that song, and was this after? Well, no, it couldn't have been after the death of Michael, because I think I got the CD a while back. Was that a favorite of somebody's, or how did you guys pick that one?
Well, before we started doing our writing, you know, we were talking about certain songs that we really dug with either from the pop world and also from the jazz world, and always put our Groove Master spin on things. And we came up with a sort of an arrangement of Human Nature, because we all, I think that it's one of my favorite songs, and I think TC's and Curtis and Dean were not too far behind. So we're like, well, maybe we should cover that on our EP, and then make a nice little arrangement of what we've been playing it live, but it wasn't quite that arrangement that ended up on the record. So we kind of worked on it a little bit and came up with a nice, a little bit better, more radio-friendly arrangement of it, and it took off. And the record was done in February of 2009, and the whole Michael Jackson thing didn't happen until I think May or June that year. Right. And as soon as that hit, I mean, it was like download takeoff. It was crazy, and it was nothing planned on our side. We just did it 4 or 5 months before that, you know. So it was kind of interesting in a weird way that it worked out that way.
Oh, okay.
But
oh yeah, right. that tune was Miles Davis's version was did it for me back in college. Mm-hmm. I heard Kenny Garrett's sax solo on there. I wanted to go throw my horn in the lake.
That was true. Right. I love Mel too.
Okay, well, Human Nature is the second track on the Groove Master CD, so let's take a listen to that.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, that was the Groove Masters version of Human Nature. And you know what I like about this song? You know how sometimes an instrument can get lost in a song? I heard every instrument in this song.
Thanks, really nice. Thank you.
Very nice. I have a couple of reviews I would like to read from Amazon.com, and both of these reviews received 5 stars. The first one reads, "This is one of those albums that you'll actually listen to all the songs, not skipping a single one. You'll find yourself wanting to dance along. These guys know how to jam. Crank it up in your car on the way from home, from work, and forget your worries. Even your kids will love it. Mine do." The second one reads, "I'm really enjoying this CD. I never skip through a song. I listen to it on my iPod at work, and it lifts my day. The only negative is that it isn't longer. It keeps me wanting more."
Wow. That's
so
very nice.
Yeah. So the next one has to be longer.
Yeah, I know. That's what everybody keeps saying to it. That's funny. We do get that, and we promise our fans that it's going to be full length, and it's going to be some stuff up on there that is even going to blow you more away.
Okay. I have a couple of questions for you from the chat room, and they're both kind of related. Andrew wants to know where you're going to be, when and where you will be playing over the next few weeks and months, and then Jam 10 would like to know if you will be performing on the West Coast in June or July.
The last question, the West Coast, which is California or West Coast of where?
I'm assuming California.
We have been trying to get over there in the circuit to do some small venues and things like that, but to no success. And the reason why is unless you attach yourself to, you know, some major national tour and do the opening for them, that's just not enough money for them to bring us East Coast Florida guys over there to do that. They would rather do opening acts with some local acts that they have over there. You know, but we would love to. I mean, and we're still working on it. I think we are in the process of shopping for an agent. We are not tied to anyone right now. We're actually doing all this stuff ourselves. And there have been a couple of offers. We have not considered or taken any of them yet. But we are looking for one that could potentially bring us over there. We are, as far as the East Coast stuff, we are constantly going up and down in the regional area from like South Florida. We're trying to get a little bit more in the Atlanta area happening, and that's another circuit that you know, it's pretty hard to get into, but it's once you're in, it's quite cool because they do the Alabama, Atlanta, I think sometimes all the way up to the Texas type of circuits, you know. So we are working hard on that. We have a few things here and there right now coming up before the summer hits, where everybody usually goes out on tour. And none of the dates are solidified, but you can, if you want to check us out on ReverbNation.com/TheGrooveMasters, we have our calendar of events up there, and you can follow us on Twitter as well. That lets you know where we're going to be.
All right.
Yes, definitely. And guys, and to hop on that also, I wanted to ask you guys about your relationship with the jazz stations, the former jazz stations, I guess, I don't know, with the Groove down there and 103.1, because you guys were doing a lot of different things with those two stations. How did you hook that up with the stations?
I've known a lot of these guys for a long time. I've been in Orlando since 1993. And I had a couple of different bands before, the Groove Masters that has done a bunch of work for them and did a bunch of festivals for them. This time around, though, I think it was sort of like word of mouth that happened when we started doing the backup gigs. I mean, we were working with WGRV, the Groove, doing some backups with, Jeff Koshua and... Paul Paul Brown when they first came down and doing those
right.
kind of things. And then the word sort of spread over to Orlando, like, you know, these guys are backing up these artists, and, you know, and so it, and it's pretty easy to bring one guy down and pay for that and hire local talent
mm-hmm.
and do that, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it kind of started to spread, and then the Groove Master started to come out a little bit more and doing the opening acts for these bands, and this is where we are today. I mean, we have an event coming up in July, a big event coming up for WLQ as well, that I think they're going to be bringing in maybe one or two acts from the West Coast. And they, I think they asked Blake Aaron, which I think was on your show not too long ago.
Yes.
And we have a wonderful time with Blake whenever we play with him. And he's one of these guys that, you know, we really like, because he let us do what we do.
Yeah,
versus, you
exactly.
know, yeah, and he doesn't want to be the guy. He wants to be part of the group, which is a totally different, cool thing for us, because – when we play his songs, for example, you know, we do his songs the way he lets us do his songs. And that means you can have so much more musical interaction. You can have so much more fun with the gig than just playing, you know, an artist's book down. And then he lets us do what we do, or, you know, do our songs. And he shares everything. So he's a really cool dude to work with, and I hope they can work it out where he comes down and do that again. And that's a couple other you know, the players that they have talked about. But we'll see what happens. I know they booked us for it, so definitely in July. It's another big event that WLQ is doing here. We'll be on the bill, and they'll be also on our calendar of events. So
okay, cool.
And that's in Florida.
That's gonna
yes.
be in Florida. Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I noticed you guys work with another guy that I met on Facebook named Casey Preston from Elite Status.
Well,
you guys
did
a Sunday brunch or something like that.
We actually didn't. He was talking to us for a while to try to figure out if we can hook something up, but we didn't. And
oh.
And yeah, it was a while back where he had. I think we talked about doing it, and it never materialized. So, you know, some of these things just happen.
Yeah.
Right. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the CD. The next track is Ripple Effect. Tell us about
yeah.
this one.
Dean?
Hi. I had this idea actually for a harmonic structure for a tune. And I said, we need to have an idea for a song, writing it off. It was while we were actually – during the writing session, we were coming in and the guys were still setting up. I had my horn out. I was warming up. And I said, you know, it's basically between this kind of key center and this key center. And I said, I don't know, a line something like this. And I just played what ended up actually being the melody. And we're like, oh, that sounds cool. And then we said, wait a minute. We tried to figure out time-wise. And it ends up being kind of an odd meter. So the melody section, which is also the solo section, ends up being a repeating figure of a bar of six and then two bars of four, which is how the line just happened to come out. But it actually lays very comfortably.
So in other words, not to interrupt Dean, so if you're a good mathematician, you could follow it. If you're not,
right.
you'll still be able to move to it.
Yeah, exactly. The dancers have no idea. No, but... But if you're soloing on it, you definitely have to know. For sure.
Okay, this is Ripple Effect.
Thank you.
effects.
Yes.
That is taken from the Groove Masters title, self-titled CD, the Groove Masters.
Very nice groove, yes.
Thanks.
Now, guys, I wanted to ask you, I guess, Rob, about Pristine Records and the Divi Music Group.
Yes.
Now, that's you guys, are you the owner or are you all four of you?
My production company is Divi Music Group. So the record was produced by Divi Music Group, and the record company is actually our indie label, which is Pristine Record.
Okay.
Dean can it actually all came about with a contact that Dean had made from his production work for the Manny Luster record, and Dean, you want to explain a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, the executive producer is the same on both albums. I was produced by him, a guy named Danny Brown, to produce. He had known Manny Luster for a year, probably 20 years, and had always wanted to do something with that. And I had known him all the way back from the late 90s when I was doing Swingerhead. He would come out and listen to the band, and I kind of out of the blue, I got approached I approached him first because I wanted to do a demo project, and then he kind of turned it around and asked if I wanted to do just a full-blown project. So I actually started writing for that, and I wasn't really feeling it, and then the Manny Luster opportunity came up. Which kind of landed in my lap. I'd never produced anything before. I'd done a lot of arranging, a lot of writing, but I'd never produced an album, and I didn't really grow up around traditional gospel either. So I said, sure. it was a good challenge, and I had to go do a lot of research. But that album actually, because it won the awards and it came out doing really well, when it finally came time to bring a project together, finally meeting the right bunch of guys, which really happened because of the production of the gospel album. That's how I really met Robert. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I went out with Robert after they were playing a show, and on that show I met TC.
Correct, yeah.
Then we went out and jammed, and I sat in with the band, and Curtis was the drummer in the band. So that's how I actually met Curtis, too. So it was serendipity for sure.
Yeah.
But then he ended up being the executive producer on our album.
Okay. All right. Now, my favorite song on the CD is Jungle Strut. Tell us about this
that's
one.
That's about everybody's favorite, I think.
Yeah,
if you want to do a
sure.
poll on it. Oh, that's funny.
Well, I'm going to play this one next, so tell me a little story behind this one.
Happen. I think this one happened the quickest. We came in a morning, and we were talking about a couple of the tunes that some of these other guys wrote that were so simplistic, but they were so the hook stayed with you all day. And we were like, we should write something like that. We should write something that just the hook will stay with you the whole day. And within a matter of 2 hours, I think, we came up with the song. And it was like, oh, my God, we have something here that we couldn't even believe we arrived at so quickly. And it had a cool little groove, had a cool little hook melody, and just that jungle kind of a feel to it, and it just took off,
Yeah, I love that one because I get to use my my pedal setup, which a lot of people are always like, Saxon pedals, what is that? But the solo on that cut is actually me playing the horn through a Qtron pedal. It's with the basically the same pedal that Bootsy Collins used to play bass through in P-Funk.
Oh.
It's basically a wah-wah that responds to volume, responds to your articulation. So it's very intuitive for a saxophone player to play it. Jeff Coffin actually uses one with Bela Fleck, the saxophone player for Bela Fleck. So it's a very cool effect.
Okay. This is Jungle Strut. Right, Jungle Strut. We have a phone call. Area code 419. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, this must be the Queen. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. This is Mike Scott. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Hi,
what's going
Mike.
On?
Hey, I'm digging this tune too. You picked the right one so far. This is my favorite as well.
Thank you.
Everybody, Mike Scott has his own. Jazz show is the Mike Scott Jazz Show. He's on all weekdays from what, 6 to 10 Eastern Standard Time?
Yeah, 6 to 10 a.m. And it's MikeScottJazzShow.com.
Yes, yes.
Oh,
Mike's
right.
Friend. Yes, definitely.
Well, did you have a question for the guys?
Well, yeah, I just my question is, do you have my address? Because you need to send me that CD so I can get some more airplay.
Yes, definitely.
Well, we could definitely do that.
Well, I have your address, Mike, so I can give it to Robert. I have Robert's number, and I can text it to Robert.
Okay, good.
Okay,
good.
That sounds good.
Yes,
that's
definitely
the main reason I called this. You know, I'm digging it so far. I got to hear about 20 minutes, and like she said, that was her favorite. So far, that's my favorite, and it will get some airplay on my show.
Yes.
Okay,
definitely.
Good.
You
appreciate
good.
That.
Yes,
right.
And Mike,
no,
I want
no
you to know
problem.
That I voted for you too. I got my vote is in for you for the American Smooth Jazz Awards.
Thank you very much. Yeah, if you can spread the word for me, I sure would appreciate it.
Definitely.
Under the Internet Broadcaster of the Year for the American Smooth Jazz Awards, I sure would appreciate everyone's vote.
Gotcha.
Congratulations. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and I hope you guys listen. I know Mike does every day, so I hope the Groovemaster starts listening too.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. Hey, I don't want to steal nobody's thunder. It's a Groove Master Day, so you guys have a great day. But Groove Master, I like the groove, so I might give them my address, and we'll get some more airplay for you guys.
Definitely.
All right, thanks, Mike. Appreciate
great
it, man.
All right, you got it, man. Later on.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. You're
bye-bye.
Welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have a minute left, and I wanted to close the show with the last song, so I'm going to try and do that, but I want to go ahead and thank Robert and Dean. Thank you so much for calling in and giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
Great. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us, for sure.
I definitely had one more question for you guys, but that's cool. Like I said, I wanted to ask you guys about the high school band that you guys work with. And Seminole.
The Seminole High School Band, that's a project I do every year for my daughter goes there and does the jazz program, and we put on this great benefit to raise some funds for their music programs there, and Journey Through Jazz is the name of it, and it's been a couple of years now in the working, and we keep getting it and making it better. So we appreciate you talking about that.
Okay, yes, definitely.
All right. Yeah. The CD is called The Groove Masters. You can pick it up on ReverbNation.com/The Smooth Groove Masters. They are also on Facebook and MySpace. So check them out. Pick up the music.
Also iTunes if you want to. Yes.
And iTunes.
We're on iTunes. Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, I'm going to close the show with the last song from the CD. It is called Tony K. And again,
tomorrow,
thank you. I'm sorry.
I was at tomorrow. We got Rob Tardick, guitarist Rob Tardick's on tomorrow. So just wanted to plug that real fast.
Yes, guitarist Rob Tardick to talk about his new CD, The Right Time. All right, Tony and Dean. I'm sorry, Robert and Dean. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Terry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. You guys have a great day. All right. My name is Terry, aka the Jazz Queen, and you with my host Mike. Reynolds? Is your last name Mike Reynolds? Yeah, okay. you've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. This is Tony K. from the Groove Masters CD.